Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Tim in Seattle with an interesting question. He says, suppose a person owns stock in Company A that subsequently goes private. They're forced to sell their stock in Company A. Is there a way to defer taxes on the involuntary conversion of Company A's stock by reinvesting the proceeds in other stocks within a certain period of time? Well, Tim, that is a good question, and I don't know of a way to make this work. You might want to research involuntary conversion rules to see if there's anything that might allow you to do this. If the stock sale qualifies as an involuntary conversion, you should have 2 years to replace it, but will a stock qualify? In particular, look at the definition of a condemnation. I'll give you a link to the whole thing, but a condemnation is the process by which private property is legally taken for public use without the owner's consent. The property may be taken by the federal government, a state government, a political subdivision, or a private organization that has the power to legally take it. Now, the part where I've added quotation marks, take a look at that. A private organization that has the power to legally take it. Of course, this is offset by it has to be for the public use. So that's why it may not qualify. And while the pub seems to be talking about real estate, does this rule also apply to stock? Let me know what you find. I suspect it won't work because of the fact that it's not for public use. Anyway, tune in to see if the experts come up with a good response or advice. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about stock sales and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.